Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
I'm Bells.
Oh.
Yeah. From Dorktown.
Wow. Okay.
Remember the podcast that shot first?
Vaguely.
You know?
Vaguely. Sounds familiar.
The one that started everything. It's that one that no one ever gives us respect for.
Oh.
We don't have listeners. No one gives a shit.
I've never heard of it.
I've heard there are listeners.
We want to listen to beer. We want to listen to these guys talk about beer.
Yep, we all want to hear about craft beer. That's what the Perfect Pour is. Yeah, welcome to it.
But I would rather go drink beer.
What do you think we're doing?
All right.
But you guys aren't with me right at that time. No. Right now you are.
Right now we're all here and we're all wishing we could drink beer. But we don't have our normal crew. We got the B crew.
For the replacements.
The AAA.
That's right.
Podcasters. The brothers Napolitano aren't here in studio, but they are here in a disembodied voice. Dave is here.
Shane Falco.
Dave, one of our favorite local craft beer connoisseurs. Dave!
What up?
Dave is here, man.
Craft beer connoisseur. That just means I drink a lot.
And then, is there something else here?
Bells is here.
Anybody else?
We already discussed Bells.
I would be the kicker on the replacements.
He's whitey.
Whoa, did you hear that? There was something else.
Did I hear something?
You're the one that bluffed up that game. I had a ton of money on that. Bloody shame.
Hey, you know, I did hear on time there's a beer fairy out there somewhere.
Beer fairy.
There might be a beer fairy.
Beer fairy, are you there?
Are you there, beer fairy?
Hello.
We have a beer fairy. Yay.
Hello. Just kidding. I can hear you fine.
Beer fairy, put a mega podcast under my pillow.
So that is a familiar voice of Matt. I am podcasting in from the remote studio AZY, I think it's called.
AZY, what Central Coast town are you in?
Cayucas.
You're coming in from the Cayuca studio of the Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. We got four of us here. The brothers aren't here, but they are here. One brother is there. Nick refused to come on.
He's on strike.
He is on vacation. It's a union job as far as Nick is concerned. He's like, I'm on vacation. I don't need to be on this week.
He didn't
cross the line. He and I joined the same union.
Matt crossed the line. Yeah. You crossed the line.
He doesn't like you.
Matt's a scab.
So anyway, this is episode 101. It is time to talk about our tailgating beers, the beers we had before the show. And here in the studio, Studio A in Fresno, we had, Dave was nice enough to bring a Pizza Port Ponto, the Sipa Session IPA from Pizza Port and Don and the San Diegos.
That was a very nice one.
It's always very good. Did you, you acquired this down in the Los Angeles area?
We were down in the San Jacinto Hammett Temecula area this weekend and picked up everything you just can't get here yet.
That's what you gotta do when you go out of town.
Of course.
I hope the Bitter Brewer does when he comes back. Then we also had a Black Market Brewing trade from the Trade Craft series, a sour with blackberries, ale with blackberries. Trade Craft Black Market.
That's good.
I like that too.
That's Temecula beer.
They're in Temecula. We really wanted to go to the brewery this weekend, and we get a chance to.
Do they have a tasting room and stuff, Black Market?
You know, I don't know. That's what we wanted to go check out, but unfortunately, time just did not permit. So,
do you know Bearded Brewer if they have a tasting room?
I do not know.
Good.
that wasn't the one I brought last week, was it?
No, it's different.
But good. Did you bring the cherry?
Yeah.
It was good. If you like blackberries, it was a blackberry beer. It was good.
It wasn't as sour as the cherry. The cherry was definitely more sour than this one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Where's the schnozberry beer?
Bring it home with you.
And then Bell's, the Pliny Connection, the Pliny King of Fresno.
That is correct.
What? Pliny. He just brought a cooler of Pliny's.
The Pliny King of Fresno, Bud Light Lime.
A big, fur overcoat, yeah, you know, with, it's all green with the freaking Pliny emblem on the back, a big ass circle, pimping ass fucking fur coat.
A fedora. You'd need a fedora.
Oh, man. Got the little
start it
Pliny like diamond on my tooth.
You're like in Rudy, the John, what's his name's character in Rudy? He walks around with a big fur coat. I don't know what his name
is. Hey, baby, you wish you had a Pliny?
Hey, you want to shift it in forward with a Pliny? Yeah,
I will shift it in reverse too.
Whoa. So there you go. That we're caught up here. What have you been drinking, tailgating with, Bearded Brewer?
Today was pretty mellow, recovery from yesterday. So
I think maybe we'll hear about that later.
And so I had a New Belgium Ranger, and that set me up for my Modern Times Black House, which I'm enjoying right now.
I do have to say, I like that you recovered with an Imperial.
I need to recover. I gotta get a double IPA. I like the
double IPA part of it, yeah.
Is that why I felt so good?
Hair of the dog.
But yeah, you got all your Modern Times there on the coast, huh?
I actually brought this with me that what? I haven't run across Modern too much here.
Oh. Really? Wow.
Crazy.
You're not giving up the search, though, I'm assuming, right?
Search continues.
We'll see what happens. All
right. You need to drive over to California Fresh Market.
There's plenty here for you, too.
Take a little drive.
That's what I'd like to do.
Stop at Firestone.
You got all the options.
Who?
There.
Who?
I don't care. Do it.
Whatever. All right, we need here to open a new beer. Who wants to do it? Dave is going to do it.
Not me.
Oh, that was a nice
gold.
It's spilling over. The can is spilling over. We've lost beer on the table.
My
beer
cup has been lost over.
But Dave is panicking. He's panicking now.
Somebody give me a straw. Son
this
of a
show
bitch.
Is a disaster.
Oh, the humanity.
The women and children. Save the children.
Maury, come pick me up.
Dave, you're fired.
Dude, it was so, wow. This is the third can out of the six pack and the only one that's done that.
Wow. That's what you say to all the beer cans.
This has never happened.
This has never happened before, really. It's the
first time.
First time it's ever happened. It's okay. It's okay, honey.
It always happens at least once. Wow. What we have, man.
Please.
It is.
The person who brings a beer gets to talk all about the beer.
Well, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. It's a Scott Brewing, and it's Ruddy Session IPA. To be honest with you, this was a last-minute label buy. It's canned, but it was still looked at the can. We're walking around the BevMo in Canyon Country, and I was just actually telling Bells, that's where we found the Mount Remarkable. Walking around and looked at it, passed by it, walked around like some more and thought, I'm just going to grab it. This honestly has been one of the best session IPAs I've had. I'd put it top three easily. Uh-oh.
You've built it up.
All right.
Top three.
Give me.
As soon as you pour it, it's pineapple or mango or something very, very fruity.
Let me photogenically memorize that can with my eyes.
It looks like it's a picture of one of the Blues Brothers kind of dancing or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's very Scott. I mean, they're Scott Brewing. Well, what the hell? It's very.
There are other ones, the green can with the three dudes in suits, right?
This is just one dude in a suit, but yeah.
But this is just one dude on his own, just skanking. Smells lovely. How does it smell, Bearded Brewer?
Nah. Here, hold on. Put the glass to the mic.
Smells like the ocean.
Oh, nice retort.
Billy Ocean?
Billy Ocean. You know what? It actually it lost something, though, didn't it? That little foam over seems like it made
it
take
maybe. A little bit. Well, the aroma, it's not matching the aroma, but it's still nice. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's still nice. Not as good as the aroma was.
No, and
I said
that this is. I'm actually kind of sad about this because the first two cans were just magnificent, and this it foamed over and just kind of fell off right away. Wow,
this one's not available local right now.
Not that I've seen anywhere in town.
No, Scott Brewing is not in town. You've never seen Scott Brewing, Matt, have you?
Not in town. No. Yeah.
the Fresno. We've had it a couple times on the show, but it's always been given to us.
It is a 4.5. There's no description on the bottle. I'm in the can, rather. I'm sorry.
Bottle, can, what?
Craft can revolution. Hashtag.
It's a...
Cantastic.
Can't get
you still hashtagging?
Yeah.
Did they stop doing that shit?
They stopped. Didn't Obama stop doing that?
You can't do that shit in Jersey. Tell
hashtag
you that much.
Will never die.
There ain't no hashtagging in Jersey allowed.
Hey, let me know. So, yeah, Bills, tell us about this. You got to go to New Jersey / New York.
Yes, I did.
Since we last talked to you.
That is correct.
We had, telling you, like, this is where you need to go and stuff. So, what happened, man? Where did you hit? What was some of the first things you hit out there?
Well, I didn't know where the hell I was.
Save it for being caught. I mean, are you not prepared for this mentally?
I walked around. I was walking around New York City. I walked into one bar. It was called... I sent you the name of it, and I forgot what it was.
Your mother.
But I sent you the... menu, I think.
Yeah, I never heard of it before.
Yeah, neither did I, and there was nothing to brag about. There was nothing.
It was unknown bar.
There was nothing good about it. But I went to the Pilsnerhaus in Hoboken.
Hoboken,
New Jersey.
That's what it's called, Pilsnerhaus?
Pilsnerhaus.
Pilsnerhaus.
Yeah.
It's like German, but not.
The big renovated old building. It's pretty cool. Tried their IPA. Was pretty decent. Not bad. I mean, I wouldn't buy a bottle of it and take it home or anything.
But. Yeah.
And then I tried the Dogfish Head American Beauty, the Grateful Dead American Beauty. And it was a $25 bottle they charged me over there.
What? Did you know it was $25 when you ordered it?
I just ordered it. On the menu, I just ordered it.
They didn't put the price, they're just like, here's a bond. You're there you go, man. Give me that.
Cracked it open, and me and this guy that was doing the training with me was split the bottle.
Oh, okay.
And then we started chatting. I'm like, how much was that? And the guy's like, oh, bartender's like, oh, that's $25. I'm all, because he had the Dogfish Head 120 minute yeah. IPA.
Yeah.
The Pliny and the Heady just sitting up there. And I'm like, do you get these?
Mm-hmm.
He's all, no, he's talking. And he's like, oh, I wish we had Pliny. I'm like, I got a fridge full right now, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
and
your beer does not impress me.
And he's all ticker. As he mumbled to himself, ticker.
No price tags. That doesn't happen. That's what I want to
know. So you order that $25 bottle, not knowing. The bartender just doesn't give you any kind of heads up?
No.
He doesn't go like, hey, that's $25. You still cool with that? He just like, all right, and opens it.
It's Jersey.
Jersey. They expect
you
to know.
Wow, they're not nice. You better have it. Like,
you better have it. They're going to take you outside.
Yeah.
You don't want to be taken outside.
I wonder if it was even $25. He's just all, he just made it. He's like, $25.
He looked at you. He goes, you look like about $25.
You look like you're from California. $25.
Yeah, you sucker.
Piece of shit.
Yep. Then we ended up going to Cork City, New Jersey. Just a little more of a dive bar-ish.
Yeah.
Ambiance, but they had a lot of beer.
That's a place. It was the town Cork City, or the place was called Cork City?
No, the place is called Cork City.
Where was it?
It was still in Hoboken.
Cork City. It was no. The place was called Cork City.
It's like about
the town.
Third Cork base.
City. Yeah. Exactly.
So, wait, well, this place was okay?
It was all right. Beer selection, decent.
How were the chicks, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Trebek. I saw your mother there, Trebek.
Moo.
Suck it.
That's what your mother said last night, Trebek.
Getting no reaction from Matt.
Hi, Matt.
No, not at all.
It's hard to cut in between you guys. It's kind of like I'm listening to a podcast, and I go, oh, yeah, I can somehow interrupt you guys.
You need like a bullhorn or something that you can just jump in with. No, that'd be bad.
No, don't give him a bullhorn.
No bullhorn.
There's other people in the house. They'll come in.
Can you imagine that?
I'd like to hear that, though. I hope somebody comes in on that at some point during the show.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
Why are you your pants off, Maddie?
Mom, get out of here. Cork City did have grapefruit sculpin on tap.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good bottle selection.
I don't think of Ballast Point being out there very much.
They had, they must have had, six to nine, like, cask condition.
God, they're
like,
all about
warm
casks.
Beers. I ordered one by mistake.
Yeah.
By accident. I'm like, yeah, let me get this. It said like double dry hopped IPA-ish. I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah, oh, I'll yeah. take that. All these flavors. I'm like, hands it to me. I'm like, God, it's kind of warm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know it's
like,
warm?
I sat down. I'm like, God, this is warm. And there's no carbonation.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And it tasted okay. I finished it.
Right.
And then I got a grapefruit skull.
Cask IPAs suck.
Hey, this New Jersey pizza is not bad. I'm just going to go back to Taco Bell.
It's all right. New York's is better.
New York's pizza is great.
New York's pizza was better than
New Jersey. And New York's pizza is the best.
What the hell does New Jersey have that they're known for besides
crabs?
Douchebags.
Doesn't matter. Kevin Smith.
Oh, Kevin Smith, thank you. You just saved New Jersey. Like, really, it should have been.
No, New Jersey is cool. New Jersey is way nicer than you think it is.
Should have lost its
New York likes to kick it in the teeth, but it's New Jersey is just fine.
You can't compare New York to another city.
Well, you take
San Francisco and you inject it with the fucking Hulk juices. and
that's Fresno.
And then it turns into Fresno. Yeah.
Yes.
That's New York, yeah.
It might turn into New York.
San Francisco is still prettier. Sorry, New York.
Well, you got water all around. Seven right. square miles. You're like
a lot of beer.
Three quarters of an island is mm-hmm. what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's called a peninsula.
God damn it. It's the wart of the peninsula.
Nice. Right there. That is the hemorrhoid of a peninsula.
They got a name for it, you know.
So you didn't go to any like legitimate brewery. You didn't even try to go to Carton.
I don't even know where Carton is.
Well, it's in fucking New Jersey in that area you're well, in.
You know how big New Jersey is?
I know how big it is, but it was roughly in that area.
I'm by Secaucus, okay?
You didn't have a car though.
I was over in Secaucus.
So I'll give you a pass.
You could only get a few places, you know.
You were in some New York. You had to have gone to a New York bar though. I know you went to New York.
I went to a couple of them.
Yeah.
You Ubered everywhere, right?
You're on the island.
I Ubered. I only taxied a couple times. Buses, trains, taxis. I mean, Ubers. Mm-hmm. Majority was Uber.
Mm-hmm. So it was like that 90s movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yep, nice. Uber now.
That's not a pillow!
Now Planes, Trains, and Ubers.
Yep.
Wow.
But you weren't...
Segways, hovercrafts.
There was nothing that impressed you out there.
No.
Wow.
East Coast beers did not impress me.
Yeah, East Coast just they don't know.
I longed for a West Coast beer.
Oh,
so you have to.
They're
wonder,
trying. They're getting better.
Is it because you're a West Coast guy, or because West Coast beers are just that much more dominant right now?
I like the flavors here. I like the more hoppier, the more citrusy. I don't like the maltier. Excuse me.
East Coast loves malt.
Yeah, I'm not a malt a malt fan. But don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna not drink it. But I'm just not gonna buy it.
It's beer.
You didn't have any 6 point? No. You didn't see 6 point.
Nope.
Fuck.
I had a
Why even go?
Yeah, why did you go?
I had how about
fucking
this?
Work.
I had something. Yeah,
what a worthless fucking trip. Jeez.
What you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
What the hell can you do?
So
what
mad.
What can you do?
What, Matt, what's going on the coast,
save,
man?
Save this conversation,
Have you seen Perfect Poor Listener, Vinland Farms? Have you seen him?
No, we have not been able to meet up.
Maybe he doesn't exist.
Maybe he just exists on the internet.
Yeah, no, I was getting ready to leave town, and my car decided to crap out, so I actually did not drive over to the coast. I've been rather immobile.
Now, Cayucas has a brewery there, right?
No.
Oh, I thought I've seen something on those, like, Cayucas Brewing t-shirt once, but...
There's... There used to be...
How far are you from Cambria right now?
Cambria is about 13 miles
north.
Go there and go to the Main Street Grill.
Mm. Yeah, no, go there all the time.
Oh, okay. Yes. Go right now.
Go now.
Get us some tri-tips in.
You're on a cell phone signal, right? Yeah. Get the fucking moving.
No, there used to be a place called Cayucas Ale House, and it was a craft beer bar that moved.
Mm. Oh, where did it move?
Your mother's Trebek. She moved in last week.
Is it still Cayucas, the same name? I mean, just different location, or did it leave Cayucas?
They left Cayucas. So something up with the landlord, but they used to have one in Cambria, too, called Cambria Ale House, and that one moved.
That was original.
I might have seen that t-shirt.
I had a Youngling.
Youngling?
Yeah.
It was a Star Wars beer?
It's a traditional lager from the very first beer ever made in the world.
What?
Sounds terrible.
This is called Youngling, traditional lager by America's oldest brewery.
Yeah, yeah. I knew that.
D.G. Youngling and Son.
I would need
Pottsville,
proof.
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
I would need proof.
I drank it.
Go back there.
I drank
how
it.
How about we open up a new beer?
And after I drank it, I ordered a
I
scotch.
The last one. Are we going to go dark? Are we? Yep. Is it getting dark outside?
We got to.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
all
right. Oh.
That's happy.
I love gold.
This is a new beer, Einstock Icelandic Toasted Porter. I found this one at Cost Plus World Market in Fresno, California, in the River Park shopping area. It is a obviously a porter, roasted with coffee. And I'm sorry the brothers aren't here to enjoy this.
I'm not.
Just kidding. How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh.
This was, I got this from the single, like, Cost Plus. They have, now they have an end where you can, they've always had a build your own six pack, but it's kind of different now where they have like two shelves that are $2 singles, and then they have two shelves that are like $3 singles. Ooh. And this was in the $2 single, so I'm
so
like,
they have
huh.
premium beers now.
It's like, it's a good way to try some beers you've never tried before for $2. So that's what this was. I've never had this one before. I had the pale, but not this porter. What, how are you doing on beer, beer brewer there?
I'm doing good.
You still on that Black House?
Yep. I'm just sipping over here, fellas. I'm not trying to get crazy.
If we do any hashtag garage drinking, we got that Mount Remarkable ready to go.
Yeah, I know the coast has been very fine.
I bet. It was not here today. It was like 102 or some ungodly degree.
Yeah, the sun's been kind of hiding behind some fog in the last couple mornings, but then it'll peak out and get to a high of about 72
shut
degrees.
Up. Just you shut up.
Can we turn his mic off somehow?
Yeah, we can.
We can hang up on you.
Yeah, we can hang up on any time.
Any fucking time we want.
We have the power.
There's a sweetness to this a little bit, and I think it's the toffee.
The coffee is falling off. I'm not getting a little bit of coffee. But.
Mikey, the new expert coffee drinker.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
It says, and it's actually in English, too. It's not like in Viking language.
Yeah, Viking language.
This isn't Sanka. It's not
from
Sanka.
Europe.
It's not Sanka. It's more taster's choice.
Crystals.
It's a U-Ban.
With clear notes of toffee and dark chocolate, this porter is roasty and rich, offering a medium body that is robust yet smooth on the palate. Toasted and chocolate malts give it a sinister black color, but its easy to drink taste will have you believing that there's no more need to be afraid of the dark.
Well, you guys said sweetness and the description says toffee, so that's what would set me off on that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh. It has flavor crystals.
Wow.
Flavor crystals.
Includes flavor crystals.
Yeah, that there is definitely, well, me anyway, I definitely get a sweetness off of that.
So, Dave, you had some, before we leave culture here, you had something out there.
It did.
Going out in the craft beer culture world that should be the perfect pour needs to tackle. If you ever have something that we need to tackle, get a hold of us on any of our social medias at Perfect Pour Pod.
It was actually an article on Forbes, and I'm doing this, you know, to Nick. This is in, you know, for him because
oh,
this is
Nick.
His thing.
I remember when Nick used to be on the show. That was awesome.
Who's Nick?
That guy.
I don't know. Yeah. Some dude.
And it's an article from Forbes that came out today and is talking about how good of a year it was for 2014 for craft beer. And I'm not going to go through and read the whole thing, but it really talked about how big of a boom there was this year compared to the, you know, like 2008. They went back 6 years And back in 2008, they were saying nationwide there was just over 1,500 operating craft breweries. By the end of 2014, there was over 3,400. I mean, of that, that's just a staggering number. They're talking about like 9 million barrels of beer were made in 2008 compared to 22 million last year. I mean, huge, huge numbers. And you think that's awesome because we've kind of seen the craft beer scene grow and grow and grow. But one of the things you don't hear a lot of talk about, and this article mentioned specifically, was the lack of hops. Like the demand for hops got so high.
There's a hard time finding hops.
Yeah, and they see there's a good number of craft breweries that are cutting back production because they can't get their hands on it. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to, they're looking at the possibility of the hop cost going up to try to meet the demand, and
right.
It's crazy to think about like how big it's become and how fast, and nobody was prepared for it. So that was something I read, and it was really, really interesting because you didn't think about it from the downside of it.
Gotta be a hop grower, man. Gotta grow some hops.
Makes
Fortunately for California, hops need a lot of water, so
that's a tough one.
We're screwed here in the valley for that.
Yep.
You need a lot of water. I mean, almonds are the evil crop right now. They love almonds. Water. Almonds.
Farmers like to call them almonds.
Almonds.
Almonds, because you
like I got almonds. I got me 500 acres of almonds.
Almonds.
Because you got to shake the L out of them to get them up the tree.
Yeah, man, I don't... I think I remember when we started this podcast like 2.5 years ago, people were talking about has it craft beer has it freaking hit the ceiling and leveled off and gonna crash or whatever. Mm-hmm. And here we are 2.5 years later and it's even bigger. So, I mean,
one of the most staggering things I read about it that just absolutely crashed on me was it said 10 years ago, I'm just gonna have to spitball this now because it didn't, oh, there it goes. 2004, the exports of craft beer was only worth like $2.9 million. And it, through 2014, the value was now $99.4 million in just in exports that was out. I mean, that's huge. That's what's leaving the country going somewhere else that we're making here. So I think that's awesome.
What about when it all ends and all of a sudden all that's left is like
dust?
Yeah, government will come and save
Tecate.
It. Too big to fail.
Empty bottles.
Fucking Tecate.
Yeah.
Coronas.
I'll be dead, man. Miller don't worry, bro. I'll drink myself to death just by then.
Right back to that type of beer again.
Cheap shit. It's all right. Hey, whatever. Keystone.
That's what beer fridges are for. Yeah,
Keystone has those line cans. I mean, we're cool.
You can pour other beer into them. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of Keystone, did you guys come across an article that was posted today?
I didn't.
Uh-oh. I don't know if it's a rumor or what, but supposedly the FDA came across some cases of people saying they felt kind of funny with drinking some... I think it might have been Coors Light, actually. And they were saying that they picked up some traces of cocaine.
Shut up.
What?
Yeah, and they're saying that might be why people were feeling so good.
Wow.
It feels so great after this Coors Light. Damn. Being another. Wow.
I'm drunk, but I want to vacuum the curtains.
I think I will. I
have so much energy.
Seriously? Do you have some culture over there to talk about Beater Brewer?
I want to hear his culture. He's at the fucking beach.
Yeah, he's living in the culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of culture bunnies out here.
Oh, never mind. I want to hear. Hey, continue.
I don't know what happened. Something happened on the table. It's rallying on. So, oh, yeah. The cans will move on their own on this table. Some of the condensation will produce some sort of weird effect where the cans will move on their own. Or it's the studio ghost.
It's studio ghost.
Like it's studio ghost. Look at that. It's moving. I would have periscoped that, but I didn't. Mm. We're on Periscope. The Perfect Pour is on Periscope.
Is
so
it going?
If you're on Periscope, it's not going right now.
Oh.
Don't worry. But it's going to go in a minute. There's going to be something from here on Periscope. I don't care if it pisses off Bells or not.
Fuck that.
Stop picking your nose then.
I'm not signing consent to this.
Oh, wow. Dude,
that makes it
we're in a public place.
Lawyers
that makes
are
it better.
Private property, public place.
You'll be hearing from my lawyers.
I'll be hearing from my lawyers. Well, we need a new beer here before we start voicemails.
I got it.
Oh, before we go to voicemails, I have a message from Scotty B.
What? Well, I've got a feeling he's going to have a message for us on voicemails.
He might, but he sent me a text message, and he said that he's really close. He said, but once he gets one keg and two bombers, he wants to come back on the show, and he's really close to being done with that.
Wow.
That was the
message.
He's
going to bring, is he trying to say he's going to bring us a keg and bombers?
That's kind of what he led me to believe, yeah. So, wow. You better be prepared.
Jesus, we need a kegerator.
I love gold!
Oh, I don't even have to get up.
What is this beer we have going on here, Bills?
This is your Youngling weird. Lager from Pennsylvania. I got this in Jersey. I smuggled this thing in my ass for over 14 hours. Got it through customs.
And it better be worth it.
Better be fucking good.
No, this is a Pliny the Elder double IPA from Russian River Brewing in the Santa Rosa town.
We've never had
it. Northern California.
I'm tempted to go back to Santa Rosa. It's very unique. In September 24th, I'm tempted to go back up to Santa Rosa.
What's happening September 24th?
Chris Cornell, acoustic solo.
Fuck yes.
He's playing in Santa Rosa City somewhere?
Santa Rosa, yep.
Somewhere in the Santa Rosa area.
I saw him at the Fillmore in San Francisco.
Saw him at Fillmore, bro.
Fucking awesome.
Fucking concert ticker.
Fucking same Billy Jean.
So while you're up there.
That's awesome. While you're up there.
My birthday is the 25th, so you're going to bring back a case of Pliny, right?
What's that? Case? Pliny? What is Pliny?
Your connection's getting weird.
No, you guys heard me.
Sorry,
you
I went
sons
pee.
Of bitches heard me. You bastards.
It doesn't matter if me and Mikey hear you, as long as Bell's here too.
Yeah, that's true. We have a voicemail line on the show. It's 559-492-0542.
Wow.
0542. And we like to hear from listeners more than anything. And we like to hear, what is your dream 6-pack or 12-pack? What beers have you been drinking that week? What's going on in your neck of the woods, craft beer-wise? What do you want to yell at Bells about something? We don't care. Ooh. Just call the line, 559-492-0542.
I like to be yelled at.
Yep, he likes it. So here we go. We got a couple voicemails this week. Let's see what's happening, if it works.
Hello, it's Kelly.
Kelly.
How are you guys?
Who's craft?
So I am not driving.
Oh. I'm
working.
Boo.
Still not driving.
Stop it.
And I've been thinking about this variety pack, like a 12-pack that you guys have been talking about. And so here's mine tentatively. All of them would be either in 22s or smaller. And so I'm thinking the Duet by Alpine.
Yes.
The Blood Orange Agosa.
Yes.
The DBA from Firestone. That was kind of my first major go-to craft beer.
Okay.
So, they have a special place in my heart.
Yeah, understandable.
The Black House Stout from Modern Times, which is amazing. The Grapefruit Sculpin. Citra Holic from Beechwood.
Ooh.
Damn.
Hitting all the spots.
Barely Direct Alley from Carl Strauss.
Oh, plug. Shameless
and
plug.
Direct Alley's good.
And also the Mosaic Session Ale, too, because it's amazing.
Yes.
The Avery Raspberry Sour, Kentucky Bourbon Stout, and Beretta Rosé. And then last, a mystery beer. Why not? Take it like Bevmo in a way where they add like a little mystery beer thing in there. Why not?
Mystery.
So also just wanted to kind of say congratulations again on reaching 100 and now 1 episodes on the first 4. Sorry that I effed up last week and didn't call. My bad.
Unexcusable.
Guess I had to work or something. congrats guys. And also LA Beer Week's coming up.
Oh.
Right around the corner. The 20th through the 28th of this month.
Yeah.
And there is a ton of things going down. There's a festival and all kinds of stuff. So
good
I'll talk to you guys later. Hang in there. Drink lots of good beer for me. And I'll listen to you more.
Yay. Bye. Kelly, thank you. Good Jeez week Christ. To be in LA. 20th June through the 28th. all kinds of LA craft beer week. LA has risen up in the past couple of years. All kinds of stuff going on there. So, yeah, Kelly even informed us there is a. I shouldn't have mentioned it because I don't have the information in front of me. But there is a. She said that there is a place in downtown LA that because we were talking about how their other states have actual liquor stores that you can fill up your growler with. The actual growler stations at liquor stores, and you know we don't have that in California. But there, she found one at downtown LA because of like a weird permit anomaly, like old grandfathered in permit anomaly, that there is a growler station in a liquor store in downtown LA. And she had found it and told us what it was, and now I don't have it from me. Maybe Dave can find it a little bit. We'll get that information to you before before this episode's over.
I'm digging.
So thank you, Kelly.
What are the odds of that? What are the odds of finding out?
I think we're good. Good. Right, we got one more voicemail to listen to. Well, let's see. Who could this be?
Guys, can you hear me? Driving!
Yeah!
I just had Dave take a picture of me driving! I wasn't really driving.
You hear his engine?
But now I'm driving! I'm really driving, really. Yeah, we just left Spoke Easy. And, yeah. It was really cool. I had Buku IPA.
Buku's good.
Which I loved.
That's good.
Sorry about the delay there. I just noticed there was a train in front of me. Not hit it.
You gotta worry about that in Fresno.
And, that was really, really good. That Buku IPA, I'm glad Dave recommended it. Dave Renteria, of course.
Who?
And, the thing was so dank, I thought I was drinking bottled water. Anyway, keep up the great work. And I'm driving.
Look on our social media. By the time you listen to this, you just might see a picture of, finally see a picture of Scotty B driving. Or at least in his car.
It looks like he's driving.
He's in his car. That's all we needed. That's all we needed. Thanks, Scotty B. Leaving Spoke Easy and call it like, whenever you leave a craft beer bar, please call us and just say something to us.
That was like callception right there because I was like there with him 30 seconds before that.
You're out. Like, what's happening, bro? Damn, dude.
But he's right, though. That Buku was fantastic.
Dude, the Buku is awesome.
I believe I saw a social media post, and he's all, it's dank, folks.
All right, well, it's that voicemail's over, so it's been caught drinking. Everyone pull up your Untapped, except for Bell's, because it is not on Untapped. Let's see what you've been drinking in the past week.
I don't need that shit to you be don't on need. My record.
Was there anything, Bell's, you drank that we haven't talked about already in your New York, New Jersey expedition? Did you bring anything back to your hotel?
I did. I brought back a six-pack of Fock. I sent you a picture.
Six-pack of Fock? Is it F-A?
I sent you a picture
that had to
of
be
it.
Expensive.
And then F-A-U-K? I deleted
it. And then I fucking deleted it because I hated it.
I hated it.
It was a Mosaic. It was a Mosaic IPA. It was like
I didn't.
A Mosaic
I never got that picture.
IPA.
From who?
Oh, fuck. It was from a Long
Island. Oh, no, I got
it. Long Island.
It's a Blue Point Brewing Company. Mosaic Session IPA. Mosaic Session sounds good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Tell Green.
So I picked it up because they had
from Long Island.
They had like Bud Light. They had fucking Corona and a Heineken or that. Okay.
So it looks like a Kona type, brewing type thing.
It's like a hand. It's like a hand done label.
I picked it up, took it back, cracked it open, took a couple of sips, had a okay flavor, but there was nothing that was really popping.
Yeah.
Started drinking a little more and then stopped. Poured it out the next
day. Wow. Drain pour.
Next day, tried it again.
You're like, well, next day, it's going to be better.
Same results.
Wow.
Really?
It's disappointing.
Gave it one more shot.
Green flash.
You gave it a third shot.
Third shot. I took a look at the date.
Oh, uh-oh. Shit.
And it was November 14th.
Whoa. Well, here's your problem right there.
I was like,
fuck.
Where did you get this at?
It was at a liquor store, you know, just half a block from the hotel.
Was this like the craftiest looking thing this place had?
That was about it.
Right. You're like, well, I haven't had this.
Sierra Nevada. I don't want
you Sierra didn't Nevada. Stumble into like any kick-ass bottle shops or anything?
No, you know, there was one, but I never made it to it.
Damn it, Bill.
I was like, I got beer in the fridge, and then I kept, then when I get there, I'm like, you're oh, like, shit,
I got that mosaic. I got that shitty mosaic. This third time, it's going to be fine.
If I throw a party, I can get rid of this stuff.
That's what I got to do with all that shit in my fridge. All right.
Bearded Brewer, are you ready? What have you been cod drinking?
All right. So it was Saturday. We got here at the coast, and we were clearing out the ice chest, and the stepdad throws down a bottle, and he's like, I got this Anderson Valley Bourbon Barrel Stout that you picked up for me when we were in Oakland. And I was like, all right.
I'll have it here.
Why not? Then next I moved on to a Slow Ride, which was a good beer to have that evening.
Yes.
Moved on to a Blazing World, and that closed out Saturday evening. Then Sunday we went over to Morro Bay, so I stopped at Libertine. Very beautiful pub. And I from Drake's, I had their Alpha, which is their Session IPA. Actually pretty good.
I have well, not had that one. Damn it.
Aha. Well, Libertine makes their own beer, so I had their Chocolate Vanilla Ghost beer to table.
How was that?
It was actually very good. It was a little bit sour, but the vanilla stood out.
Sounds very confusing.
and I was going over their menu, and I was like, okay, blah, 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 blah. And then Happy Birthday from Alpine.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You're just never allowed back.
Just chilling there, full pint glass, all to myself. Don't think anybody else knew what was going on. I'm like, hello.
You're like, is anyone seeing this right now? You guys realize I'm having this right now. Nobody seems to be care. No, like nobody seems to be rushing the tap right now.
Right.
Man.
Let's see. Monday I took a break, and then Tuesday I was back on it.
Yes.
And I was dropped off in San Luis Obispo, and so I was wandering aimlessly into bars.
Yeah. Oh, God! That's like my. That is what I hope heaven is like.
So you have 8 hours to kill. Go. And I was like, fuck, all right.
I can do that. No problem.
Thank you. Yeah. Is it? Are the bars open? Yes. Thank you. 8 hours are killed.
Started out with the skinny dip from New Belgium at Frog and Peach. Okay. Cheers out to Rad Stacy. I was thinking about her.
Oh.
Then I walked over to a little craft cocktail place called The Sidecar, and I immediately looked at their beer wall. They had 16 taps, and there was only 3 beers on there worth drinking.
Ouch. Ouch. Wow. 13 shitty taps.
Yeah, there was just like all the different Central Coast brewings that they wouldn't let me drink. Well, not I mean not like Central Coast Brewing was actually good, but all the other breweries from the Central Coast, they said no.
Your first so, no, we won't even have the 559.
Yeah,
are you from from Fresno? You can't have any of these beers.
That was the first bar in San Luis where the default tap would have been Sculpin. So I knew I was in good hands, and I was like, okay, at least I don't have to like choke down a blonde ale or something.
Yeah.
So I start out with a Catch 23 from Central Coast Brewing, which is a black rye IPA, which was good. Then they had, from Deschutes, they had their extra pale ale on nitro. One of the first pails that actually picked up the hops on. That was pretty good.
Wow. What's that one called?
I think it was the Amory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Armory, yeah.
Okay. Armory, yeah. Had it.
And then I was hanging out with a Central Coast distribution guy, and so he walked us by the new Libertine, sadly, there was no beer. There was just a bunch of Hispanic dudes working on the building. So,
racist bastards.
Yeah. Then we strolled up to a little place called Lewis Wine Bar. And it was amazing. They had four draft beer taps. The two of them were Enjoy by IPA. And
they really like their Enjoy by. We
need two. The double IPA from St. Archer.
Oh, that's
nice. And I was like, oh, this wine bar is not bad.
Yeah.
And then they had an 8-foot-long refrigerator with four doors, you know, tabletop height, and it was just a bottle fridge of beer.
Nice.
And just endless possibilities. Nice. So we pulled out a Mega Black House. Ooh. Yeah, that was beautiful. That.
How much was it marked up, though, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I didn't pay for it, so.
Who the fuck cares?
You don't know?
No, it was.
I'm from the Perfect Pour, and they're like, here.
You need to show Bell how to order a bottle of the bar then.
Well, to be fair, I did bring a bottle of double dry hop Sherman, so it was kind of like a trade.
Nice.
Every time Bell's goes and drops the Perfect Pour when he gets beer, they're like, it double. Has no effect, and they're like $20.
$25.
Like, wait, the sign says $12 to fill the growler. Yeah, it's $20 today, bro.
You want it or not?
You want it or not.
Yeah, and then we ended up at Mother's Tavern to meet up with Stacy from New Belgium, out of all people. And ended up having a Lomaland from Modern Times. Mm-hmm.
Mother's has quite a bit of taps, I think. They got, I mean,
yeah,
quite a bit, meaning like 10.
But it's very Broville.
Broville.
Yeah, so with Stacy came a bunch of New Belgium reps, so we did have to make the switch over to New Belgium beer. So I started drinking Snapshots while I was there at Motav, and then we walked across the street again and closed out the night at Frog and Peach drinking Skinny Dips.
Keep it in Mel. Low.
Yeah.
Very chill.
So that's...
You can say, oh, I went over here and I had 3 shots of fucking Patron.
No, the shots 20s. That evening were Fernet.
I'm sorry. Are you 23 now?
Shut up.
This is the craft beer podcast.
It's a craft beer podcast?
Let's do a shot one.
This isn't the bro podcast?
Let's do a shots podcast.
Here you go. Here it is.
Shots podcast.
The freaking show cast. Ends when the first person passes out.
That'd be a popular ass show, maybe, if you can pull it off. A popular good, fucking huh? show. Great idea, man. Don't you do it up. I'll executive produce it.
And I will listen from afar.
I will not participate in any way, shape, or form outside of listening.
I don't even think I'd leave a voicemail on that motherfucker.
From afar in a non-judgmental manner.
No, I would judge the shit out of you.
Oh, I'd judge you. Judge the fuck out of me. Well, I had a... I found a 6-pack of Buku.
Nice.
6-pack of Mother Earth Brewing Company's Buku at Fig Garden... Liquor here, and it was $11. I was like, of can 6-pack of cans. I was like, huh?
Kind of went up a little bit, actually.
This is like, well, for a 6-pack of craft beer IPA to be $11 at a liquor store here is pretty damn good for us. I mean, I realize in San Diego that's like, but for us, damn good. Yeah. And that Buku, dude, Bells, you got to try it.
No beers should be over $5 a bottle.
You got to try Buku because it's right up your alley. I'm
right here,
and it's it's very very accessible for you. Mm-hmm. At Fig Tree.
You gonna pour it or what?
I don't have it with me.
What the fuck I drank are you talking about it for then?
I drank them all.
What kind of
this is been caught drinking? And what we drank the past week?
What kind of fucking dickhead
Jesus.
Are you? Oh, you should try it. It's really good, man.
You should try it.
Build it all up.
It's a Recco, bro. I had Mount Whitney XPA.
Yeah.
From Tioga Sequoia Brewing. But I had it at Sequoia, which is a different place that is not Tioga Sequoia Brewing.
Mind blown.
Sequoia is a brew pub. With similar, I mean, it's confusing because they've got Tioga beer there. But don't confuse. They're two different places, people. don't go into the beer garden downtown and go, sequoia, because the beer brewer reach across the counter and choke you out. So don't do it. But I was there, and I had the XBA because I was going to have one of the Sequoia's beers. They have a rye, and I was like, "Go, give me the rye IPA." And she's like, "Well, that one's not on happy hour." And I wasn't even giving a crap about happy hour, but she convinced me that I was like, oh, "Okay, give me the XBA. Is that on happy hour?" She's like, "Yeah, all right, give me the XBA."
Your shitty beer anyway.
I don't care.
Did I ask you if it was on fucking happy hour?
Right? Yeah, that's
right. I ordered a fucking beer.
I should have just gotten their grill.
You think I'm here for a discount? Go give me a fucking beer.
Oh, do I look like I need a discount?
What are you, a fucking idiot?
I can't afford your beer?
Oh,
what are you trying to say? You don't know how to.
I don't look good enough for your beer.
How the fuck are you ever going to make it in life? You can't sell a fucking beer.
Get out of my
fucking
face.
Beer, you turn, I'm going to get a $4
beer. I just flicked a 20 at her and walked away. Here's your fucking tip.
Did you light it on fire first?
No. Nope. Yeah. Fucking flame. Dropped it on the ground and then pissed on it.
Yeah. Right in front of everyone. Yeah. Right in front of my family. Say,
that's right.
This is a learning moment, daughter. Come here, sweetie. This is a learning moment.
This is the real world.
This is the real. This is the world. No, shut up. This is the world.
So it is.
It's time you learn.
What the hell has happened here?
This is what happens when somebody disrespects you. You piss on them, and then you leave.
Give them $20.
You give them like $20 in their face.
Matt, help me.
No, you're trapped in something.
And I'm actually in between them. I'm literally fucking stuck here.
And then also I had we were drinking an Icelandic before, but I had the Icelandic pale, the English style pale. It was all right. It was only $2, so
we can. Yeah, it's all right.
So it's time for a new beer before we get to Dave's.
Wait, you mean one of?
Oh,
I love gold.
Ooh, that smells pretty.
What do we got here, Dave?
The Modern Times Oneida Hoppy Sessionable Pale Ale. And it smells lovely.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. This is actually one of our other SoCal buys because I really wanted to have it. And
where was this one bought at? This was the
there's
same.
Actually, you know, there's actually a bottle shop in Canyon Country called Michael's Liquor.
Where is this Canyon Country? Is it by Temecula?
It's basically just south of Castaic, really. Okay. It's like if you're going to Magic Mountain.
Would it still be the Grapevine?
It's past.
I just say Grapevine.
It's past, but it's a little bit further. It's past the Grapevine. It's like you're almost in the Magic Mountain area.
Right.
So.
Okay.
But this place called Michael's Liquor, I can tell you this much. Anytime we drive through there now, that's going to be a go-to spot.
They got Modern Times. That sounds... But I know Bakersfield's getting Modern Times in late in the summer, but this sounds like at the moment the southernmost or northernmost. Modern Times.
And I'll tell you, location. We walked into this place and they have
outside the coast.
Solid six doors of actual craft.
Nice.
And everything Modern Times. We got the Black House, the Loma Land, the Blazing World, Fortunate Islands, a bottle of the Mega Black House, and this Oneida all in the same store. Yeah. And it was Modern Times central for them. So it was cool. Except every time we go through there, it's going to be a stop for me now.
Damn,
it's nice.
Glad we're having this session. How's it? How's it taste, Peter Brewer?
Sir, I had it in a bottle before it was in a can.
Sir, I had a bottle.
Yeah, but you're like the
fucking ticker, man.
You're the biggest proponent of cans that I've ever met. So
we did have it on the show before.
And I saw that bottle over there earlier.
I was about a week and a half shy of getting that in my mail shipment from Craft Beer Kings, but I did want to catch the specialty Black House that I got and the Mount Remarkable. So,
which was the specialty Black House that you got? It wasn't the Mega Black House, right? It was a different
one. No, it's one with the toasted coconut and vanilla bean.
Got it.
Toasted.
Okay. Nice. Well, this is a damn good beer right here. I'll tell you that much.
I agree.
I think somebody's lying.
That was for you, bruh.
That was for all you.
Man.
I don't think we got yours, Dave. They're Pinkots.
Not yet. No.
Yeah.
No. I'm going back just a little bit because I haven't been here in a few weeks. But
we will allow it.
Really, just one main one is I actually got to have the Alpine Duet at Yard House, which was just phenomenal. I mean, it was gorgeous.
Yep.
And I was afraid to even ask for it after yours and Nick's going there. I was like, man, if I ask for it, they're just going to... Like, I actually got there. We got our table. I got up from the table, and I walked around the bar to see if I could find the tap. And I saw the tap still there. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm just going to order it and see.
Yeah, and sure what enough, happens.
They had it, and it was beautiful.
Yes.
So I had the Alpine Duet. I was down in LA this weekend, like I mentioned last time I was here, for my nephew's mm-hmm. graduation party. Took a Tecumseh with me, which I had that while I was there, and that was gorgeous. Gorgeous. It was beautiful. I mean, it tasted so damn good. Had the Clown Shoes Photosphere Fill IPA.
How is that? I haven't met the fridge waiting.
Very, very solid IPA.
Right.
Great, great flavor to it. Let's see. I also had the Skinny Dip, like Matt mentioned. We were down there, and I actually went through what I took with me because we took a few bottles with us just to kind of... I didn't know what was going to happen when we got down there and what they're going to have at the actual party. I'm like, well, I'm not going empty-handed because I'm not going to drink shitty beer. And sure enough, we got there, and they had Corona and Tecate.
That's a party!
They went with, like, a Mexican theme, so they got Mexican beers.
A party. Oh, that's a like, party.
I'm like, I'm not drinking any shit. So I went and bought a six-pack of the Skinny Dip, and I had that. A Bomber of the Buku IPA, which I even set it on my Untappd. One of the best IPAs I've had. So, so good. Mm. And that brought us home with some of the stuff we bought, like the Ruddy Session IPA we had from Scott. I really wish this can had been as good as what I tasted the last couple of days, because the cans I had at home were just phenomenal. I had the Pontos, and then both the Tradecraft series, the Blackberry Sour and the Cherry Sour. And those were damn good sours. The Blackberry Sour I had on tap over at Spoke, and it was better than the can. I mean, it blew me away. I mean, it was 5 stars for me. So that brings me up to tonight.
All right, boom. Anything you're looking out for? I have just one looking out for this week, and it was a recommendation by 3B Zine Podcast in San Diego. So now I'm looking at it. It's by Port. It's their SPA. Port SPA Pale. Session Pale Ale. That's what I'm looking out for. They recommended it. It's their reco, so I trust them. So that is... Well, that's what I'm going to be looking out for. We have Port here, so it may make it. So it's possible to do without getting beer mail.
Interesting.
So that's mine.
Interesting. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah. Yes. Peter Brewer.
Hey, Mikey. You know what you should also be looking out for? I'm in the process of acquiring some more, but there's a shop here that sells J.O. So
J.O.
Just Outstanding.
Oh.
If you might be interested.
Maybe.
It's all right.
Kern River.
Possibly.
Are you talking about bottled liquor?
Just Outstanding's a little... it got hyped up a little too much. Citra, on the other hand?
You can't compare Citra other things. That's not fair to Just Outstanding.
Citra. I mean, if you want me to just drink it all and not bring any back...
See, now you're scaring Matt away. No, we need that Just Outstanding here.
If we're all right for a minute, he'll come out.
let's just sit here and wait for Matt. He'll come out. He's coming out now.
Hide.
J.O. J.O. Is there anything you're looking out for, Bearded Brewer?
I still haven't had Enjoy By, so I'm still waiting to have that.
I haven't had the latest Enjoy By yet either.
4th of July?
I've seen it, but I haven't bought it.
It was fucking everywhere down south.
Oh, yeah.
I would want to get a hold of some more Buku.
Oh, yeah.
It's here waiting.
And what else am I looking for?
There's a brewery of Buku.
Mother Earth.
They just hit Fresno too.
Yep. Hmm. They're all about Fresno. Cali Creamin' too. If you like cream ales, or you just like a, you know, you like a vanilla cream soda, have a Cali Creamin' because that's what that is. But they with
had
beer,
they had another one, another IPA that I saw. I didn't pick it up, and I wish I had. It's called Kismet.
I haven't seen that one. Is it in town?
I haven't seen it in town. I saw it down south also. Oh, okay. I didn't get it. I had enough bottles in my hand and I already spent too much damn money. But I thought, being that they have two IPAs, I've only seen two IPAs from them. I thought, I wonder how it compares to Buku. Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead.
Peter Brewer, did you have any other looking out for us?
Not that I can think of. I think that's it. All right. I think I don't care about anything else.
Bells? No? Bells is looking out for Buku.
I'll look out for Buku. I'm also looking out for like Noble Ale Works, the Citra Showers.
Oh, so yeah.
I haven't tried that.
Those are like, you probably can't get those right now, right? I'm assuming.
And then they had some rotation out on Aromacoma because that's going to be coming out pretty soon.
When is Aromacoma coming out?
Summer beer.
Drake's Brewing's Aromacoma. Mm-hmm. That is a excellent IPA.
Yes, it is.
All right. Delicious. We got all our looking out for us. Dave, was there something?
I only have one. And it's the same one as last time. It actually just was released, so it really hasn't hit distribution too much yet, but it's that Baby Daddy by Speakeasy. With all the influx of session IPAs, I'm really interested to see what theirs tastes like. So,
really?
Yeah. It's their first can. First can they're going. Oh, yeah. They're going session IPA. So, which I guess makes sense. Nice catch, by the way.
Just caught a June bug,
and it's even June. That's awesome. So yeah, once that hits town, which I'm sure it will, because Speakeasy has had plenty of representation in Fresno and Central Valley, so I'm sure eventually it'll hit here. So,
you know, I like Speakeasy's Vendetta. Mm-hmm. The first series, when it first came out. And then something happened when the second batch came out. It didn't taste the same
something
anymore.
Happened, and then there was this, and then it sat around town for a while, and then it got old, and then it got horrible. But then it came back. Like Nick said that, you know, there's a new batch in town, and I had one, and it was okay.
Yeah.
It was better than it had been, like, but that horrible, bad section.
It hasn't been as good as the first
time. It's not. It has not measured up to that first batch they put out. I don't know what they did with that first batch. Yeah, that was different. Really good. What kind of, if they got different grains, I don't know, different hops, whatever. But it is not, it just doesn't measure up to that first series they had out of it. It's just not. It saddens me. I think about it sometimes during the day while I'm at work. I'm just like, man.
Stopping the track.
Damn it.
That Vendetta.
Why?
Damn it. This is really sucks.
The best, all right. Best thing you can do is put your head on the table and just pound the table one time.
Yeah.
Like, and just, why?
Yeah. And everyone else is like, whoa, what's going on with him? They think, like, there's something, man, he must have problems with the marriage or something. And I'm just thinking about, like,
beer.
Vendetta just isn't as good anymore.
Tell him, it's the Vendetta. And then they'll look at you like you're like a gangster. It's the Vendetta.
You don't say anything all day, and then just out of nowhere, just, Vendetta! And I'm like, wow. Yeah. Go to HR.
We need to have a talk.
All right. Well, besides LA Beer Week happening now, just experience LA Beer Week. Modern Times is having a second anniversary party, July 11th and 12th.
Nice.
So look out for that. Follow Modern Times for more info on that. I think
they're going to do it in
Modern Times are one of our golden gods.
It's going to be at Old Town Clovis.
Yeah, Old Town Clovis. Look for it. Modern Times second anniversary party.
Like the Legionnaire.
Right brewing. Outside of W Brewing.
They're taking over W Brewing.
Tap takeover. They're like, hey, you got some taps? Yeah, we got a lot of our great beers here.
All of us are shit anyway.
Guess what? That's all our taps now. Beat it.
I could see them actually not actually having Modern Times, but just putting the labels on all the taps and like, yeah, it's tap takeover. It's
they took over beer. The taps.
It's the Folgers challenge. You only tell them you're at that fancy restaurant.
That's what they need to do. They need to do that.
This is delicious.
Just like a Boston Lager does.
It's the flavor crystals.
2 weeks later, guess all of what? Modern Times is empty. And we're like, what the fuck happened to our business?
Damn you, W Brewing. You know you've been drinking Sam Adams, Mr. Mustached Hipster Guy?
Oh, well, this is a great beer.
The fuck I have.
I'm definitely gonna post this on social media and tell all my friends.
Sam Adams actually makes some good beer.
Three or four of them will start growing a beard.
It's cocaine.
Instantly.
There's trace amounts of cocaine in it.
Time for some cheers. Bearded Brewer, do you have any cheers?
No.
You gotta have something. You have to have one.
Cheers out to Rad Stacy for hanging out with me at the Central Coast.
Does she just happen to be out there?
Yeah, she happened to be driving through town and they needed to drink some beer at some pubs, you know.
Hey, so, man, we need some drinking done. Can you help us out?
Yeah. So that happened. And then his official nickname is Tony Bags from Central Coast Distributing.
Tony Bags.
Pretty cool dude. And cheers to the stepdad for hanging out and having beers.
Saving your ass, too, right? Nice. If I remember correctly.
He did drive me out here.
Got
so,
you
know,
the coast.
He's cool.
That's cool. Good people.
Good peeps. cheers to some untapped friends. Robert is here. Sung Kim.
What?
Sung Kim. Some kind of hop. Tamara Morales. Jake from the other Jake from State Farm, not our Jake.
There's two Jakes from State Farm?
Yep. There's two Jakes from State Farm out there, bro.
It's confusing. I'm out.
It's pretty fucking confusing, man. Yeah. Daniela G, Green Dog, Teresa Z, John R, Reggie, my boy Reggie 559.
559?
Yeah. And, you
know. None of those people listen to Dorktown.
Reggie does.
No, he doesn't.
Of course, our Patreon subscribers. We are on Patreon. If you would like to, if you get any kind of value at all whatsoever from the podcast, it would be nice if you could donate to us on the Patreon account. Mr. Dave is one of our best Patreon people. If you go to patreon.com/perfectpour, you can see how you can donate to the Perfect Pour.
As a testimonial, I will say that the tailgate alone is worth it, people.
If you donate $5 a month, you get to listen to the tailgate, which is just us hanging out, working out mic problems before the show. So, come on, man.
Totally,
you want to hear that.
Totally worth it.
So, cheers to all our patrons. It is. I appreciate all six of you. And Dave Bells, got any cheers?
Cheers to fucking everybody that listens. Everybody. Cheers to you,
yay,
Mikey. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for filling in, guys. The B team.
Yeah, cheers to you guys.
Cheers. Cheers to Nick, our boy Nick, who's cheers, not here. Nick. He's vacationing.
Man, was your brother riding his bike while he was on vacation there, too?
Yeah, they did a 60-mile ride this morning.
See, that's fucking dedication. Cheers
he
to Nick for that.
Cannot stop riding.
Wow. He might actually have an addiction. Yeah, you might want to talk to him. Just saying.
when they come back for their bike ride, you guys are all gathered around. Like, we have to have a talk with
this
you.
This is a safe room.
I think his bike riding justifies his drinking because when you bike, you have a 5,000 calorie daily limit. So
you
got to fill those extra three with something.
Ooh. Damn, but I got to start bike riding.
I need to ride my fucking bike more.
Oh, shit.
Actually move my bike to different places other than the garage. Different spots in the garage.
I'll put my bike in the car and drive somewhere. Pretend I rode my bike.
Okay, man. You got your bike out. Yep, sure did. All right. Awesome. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Perfectpourpod.com. If you want to find more information, just keep drinking beers. Bells, where can we find you? What show are you on?
I just do this one show. It's called Dorktown.
Never heard of it.
Dorktown?
It's
a podcast?
It's not, nobody's has. Nobody's heard of it. Listen to it.
Oh, all right.
Stars producer Becky, who has to put up with the antics of a...
Oh, I've heard of her.
I like that tagline.
I've heard
one woman has to put up the antics of two children as
dipshits.
Children when the odds dipshits. Are against her, one woman withstood it all. Yes.
And with an iron fist, she ruled.
All right.
She ruled all. What
the hell. Everyone enjoy your craft beers. Is there anything from the Central Coast we need to hear?
Oh, I would like to say,
oh, yeah?
Just crazy to see the mutiny on the Central Valley.
Oh, yeah. For those that are on the Central Valley craft beer Facebook page, yeah, it's just been, it's imploded.
It's like a fucking revolution is happening.
When your Facebook group becomes too wielding and unwielding, that is what the Central Cali craft beer connoisseur page is right now.
Just stay so, fucking strong.
Hey, yeah, stay strong, guys. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour.